Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Now I've got loads of YouTube videos about Kate Middleton.
Is that all you're being recommended now?
20 crazy things that will happen if Kate Middleton becomes the Queen. I kind of want to click on it.
That's how they get you.
Just joined the Equity Youth Committee.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're on the Equity Youth Committee with Sam Swan.
How do you know him?
Through leftist Twitter people. Through my friend Emily.
He is lovely.
He's so great.
He's got some very good ideas.
Very good politics, and he's a very nice man.
If you're an actor out there and you're not signed up to Equity...
What are you doing?
I'm going to be writing the newsletter that's going to be coming into inboxes.
Oh, my word.
And for the young members.
Yeah. Okay.
That's anyone under 30, 30 or under. So if you're not signed up, that's a really good incentive too.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to put jokes and pictures of my own face.
Great.
And pictures of Sam Swan.
Great. Right, who are we doing this week?
Here we go, we're doing Kate. Okay, so we should explain, if you don't know, this is Bitchin'. We talk about a different person every week.
Don't bother leaving a review unless it's nice, because I won't think about it for weeks afterwards. Look, let me just say, if you love the Conservatives or you don't like women, just get the hell out. Get out. I'm saving you time right now. You won't like us. We're not your cup of tea. Just...
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think some Tories like us?
I think if you hate women, we're quite a good podcast because we really confirm everything that you hate about
us. Yeah.
I think I can imagine if I really hated lefty millennial women, I'd listen to this being like, I knew it. I knew that's
what
they were like.
Hate those bitches. They're exactly like I think they are.
We are. We're not representative of everybody.
We're not. We're definitely not.
Just the best ones.
So
we're doing Kate Middleton.
We're doing Kate Middleton this week.
Ready? Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, GCVO.
No idea.
Which means...
Nationalise those royals, baby.
The Royal Victorian Order is a dynasty order of knighthood, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever.
Born the 9th of January 1982, 37... is a member of the British royal family. Her husband, Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, is expected to become the King of the United Kingdom and the 15 other Commonwealth realms, making Catherine a likely future queen consort.
Ooh.
She's wearing a nice puffer jacket in a Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. So, and smiling. She's very good at smiling.
She loves to smile.
I'm going to end up sounding like a misogynist on this episode, aren't I?
I feel huge amounts of sympathy.
Why?
Can I tell you why?
Why do you feel huge amounts of sympathy for someone who is so incredibly privileged that we can't even comprehend how
privileged
she is?
So, obviously, I think, out with the monarchy, kill them all. Well, not kill them, but just...
No, just... They can just go and,
live on a council estate. Did you ever read Sue Townsend's The Queen and I?
No.
Oh, very formative book when I was 14.
Yeah.
So she wrote Adrian Mole, and it's about the Queen... about her getting kicked out, and she goes and moves into a council estate and has to learn to work the kettle and stuff like that. It's so good. It's quite funny, and it makes you think it's possible, which it is, guys.
Yeah.
Total revolution.
That's the thing, is I don't, feel hatred towards the specific members of the royal family. Like, I really like Meghan Markle. I think she's lovely and doing loads of good things. But the institution as it is... The only really good argument for it is about tourism. And I'm a bit like, people would still come and see Buckingham Palace. Like,
people go to Russia.
People go to Versailles. You don't need a royal family to...
If anything, it would be good for our history if they'd all been outed, wouldn't it? Because then we could put a little display up about, when all the people came in and...
Yeah.
Grabbed them out of their beds. picture of me.
You'd be doing it really nicely, though. Like, excuse they'd me. All be crying, and you'd be like, oh, don't make this any worse than it has to be. I'd be like, I've brought you a balloon to cheer you up.
I'd invite them round.
That's the thing is, everyone should have a home. Yeah. That's my view on the world. Everyone should have a home that is their own. It doesn't have to be a palace, but it has to be safe and warm and okay. And that's my radical leftist view. Whee! That everyone should have a fucking roof over their heads. Makes me fucking
and there's literally
a massive communist, apparently.
Yeah, you are. Quite extreme.
I'm so extreme that I believe that someone should have somewhere to go to sleep at night. Mm. Wow. That they don't have to do anything for.
But my thinking has slightly changed where, because I didn't used to feel any sympathy at all, but it's just the generation of William, Kate, Harry and Meghan where I think they are, it's that whole thing, if you love someone, let them go. Like, I think people really obsessively love them. And that's the work. Like, I just can't imagine the hounding of the press. And the fact that, particularly for William and Harry, their mum literally was killed by that. And then they're having to experience it all over again.
She literally died because of our obsession with famous people.
Yeah.
Princess Diana, I mean, God love her. I love Princess Di. There's not, like, I don't think there's any. I know that, like, lots of people have very strong feelings on the monarchy, and I do too, but I think Princess Di did so many great things with her platform. Like, you know, at a time when people with AIDS were still treated like outcasts, she went and visited hospitals and, like, touched people with AIDS and, like, showed everyone. And managed to educate people in such a way that I just think had a real meaningful impact on the world. And then they fucking killed her because she wasn't living her... She was living her life and they wanted to know... She was trying to live her life privately and they wanted to know every fucking thing about her.
Yeah, and but you're watching it happen all over again. And there's been this big... I think, obviously, there's huge amounts of racism and there's with Meghan, and I think that there is... She is being treated really particularly badly.
It's so awful.
But if you look back at Kate, when Kate first got involved in the royal family, it is also just... I'd not quite remembered how intrusive and disgusting. Yeah. Do you remember there were those topless pictures of her when they went to...
they published those in France, didn't they?
And that also reminded me that the media...
And, you know, she's white.
Yeah.
So I know for sure Meghan knew what she was getting into. She must love Harry so much. She must do. Because, like, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. There's, like, I can't... That level of intrusion and obsession, like, and all the stuff with her horrible family who she's clearly tried to, like... who are clearly narcissists and she's cut them off, rightfully so. And they're on Good Morning.
I like her mum, though.
Yeah, her mum's lovely, but it's her dad's side of the family. And I think her sister as well is, like, basically saying what a snobby cow she is and all this horrible
and the
stuff.
The social climber thing, but that's also what Kate had at the time. Mm. It was this whole, like, there's loads of articles and videos calling her commoner to princess, which, A, is just completely insane because she's literally...
Isn't she, like, the daughter of a Viscount or something? I don't know how you say that word.
She's the daughter of a pilot.
Right, okay. Not the same thing.
But I don't know how true this is or if this is just a YouTube conspiracy theory, but technically she's a really, really distant cousin of Will. Like, her family, if you trace it... She's also... So she's the 12th cousin once removed, apparently, of Will. And she's also George Washington's 8th cousin 8 times removed.
How does that work?
Because, right, so this is what's so intrusive.
I think you've been watching too many YouTube videos.
What's happened there is I'm probably George Washington's 8th cousin 8 times removed.
I don't think you are.
You know, you can do those ancestry things.
Yeah.
Somebody's just traced... You know how, like... Who's the comedian who says it's just a white person's way of feeling like they've got some black heritage in them? Which is so true when you can find out, like, you're 1% Nigerian.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people are so desperate to, like, understand her and her background and have just looked through every single part of her, somebody has found that she was a distant relative of George Washington.
Right, okay.
Because we're all a distant... But you're right, I'm not. But maybe, you never know. Mm. Have you seen the Kate and Will movie?
No. Have you seen it?
I've seen the trailer and that's all you need to see. Can I show you it?
Yeah, please. I know the guy who played Prince Harry in Meghan and Prince Harry movie. The
Do
first
you?
One. They're making a second one.
They're making a second one?
Yeah.
Prince William starts his university life at St. Andrews.
This is the kind of thing your mother would have wanted for you. Have fun.
Every girl on campus is dying to meet you.
I wonder if they've watched it.
You would, wouldn't you? You'd watch it and wee yourself laughing. Also, and this is my favourite bit.
Okay.
Whoa. Keep your legs firmly together.
You do realise the 21st century.
Perhaps in your world, but not in yours.
Are they not all really bored?
Well, no, because I think they've all got millions of, like, charity projects and stuff and everything they're trying to do to justify the amount of wealth that they...
She's only actually got a personal wealth of £1 million.
Oh, is that all?
That's all.
Oh.
But obviously,
pocket change.
The royal family as an institution have a lot more wealth. But in terms of like, but then I guess she never needs to buy anything, does she?
No, you just get everything sent to you, don't you?
David Mitchell said.
Yeah, your close personal friend, David Mitchell.
Yeah, my pal o' mine, Dave, Dave the Babe, was saying.
He doesn't listen to this.
He said that, and I think it's a really good point, that what we really, really liked about the royal family was when they were slightly mystic and you didn't quite know what was going on in their personal lives. But what's happened now is...
Well, that's what the Queen is. Like, everyone likes the Queen because they don't know who she is. She poos like everyone else.
Did you hear about, you know, when she goes somewhere, she has to have her own toilet, mm-hmm. specially made, and there have been places she's gone where they've literally spent, like... £10,000 on building a toilet for her that she then might not even use because she's got to have like her royal lav. Isn't that gross?
That's fucking mental.
But just wear
a diaper.
But what David was saying,
100 years old
is,
anyway.
The Queen and the kind of traditional royal family has always been really mystic and almost slightly godlike.
Well, that's the Dieu et mon droit, God am I right? That's the what's on the crest of the.
But now what you have is you have what is essentially upper class people, sort of middle upper class. Will and Kate particularly feel like the kind of people that upper middle class people would have around for a dinner party.
Yeah.
And so then how do you, it's becoming harder to slightly justify their royal, in quotation marks, status because they do appear slightly more like
normal
people. Because I was then making the argument that the Crown is really responsible. I mean, I think it's an absolutely amazing show, but I think it's just another way in which we're slightly othering and sensationalising the royal family. The TV series will find ways of making it all feel a bit mystique and otherworldly.
Yeah, of course.
And like
a
life that we can't ever understand, and that will again mystify, you know, Harry and Will and their lives, which is well annoying. Because I do think, particularly Harry, I just think he wants to just not... have to deal with all of this.
Yeah.
He just wants to fly his planes. No, that's Will, isn't it? Oh, my God.
No, they both fly planes, don't they?
I know someone who got air rescued by...
Prince Harry.
Prince William.
What happened?
He broke his leg on the side of a... He was climbing up a mountain. It was my friend Mary's friend from home.
Right.
And they thought that they were hallucinating because they were in so much pain. And then Prince William turned up in a helicopter, which is kind of cool.
Was he nice?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, just doing his hobby of rescuing people. I hope you know I don't have to do this.
And I think it's mad that he just went to St. Andrews and he was just there.
Well, that's where those posh people go, you know.
Yeah, but then are they all mates? Like, has he got all mates? Does he go to Freshers' Week and stuff?
I mean, he probably had to go with a bodyguard.
That's
like
mad.
Thingy in the West Wing, Bartlett's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
When she goes to college, but she's got her bodyguard.
Because that's where he met Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all who knows what's true and what's not true, but apparently he took a shining to her when she was doing a catwalk and wearing a see-through dress on the catwalk. She is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, she's a gorgeous woman. I mean, you wouldn't settle for anything less, would you, if you're a big old prince?
I thought it was really interesting when the topless photos were released, our press over here who are really intrusive and horrible, that was kind of where they drew the line. They would never post something like that. It made me realise how protective we are of the royal family in a way of kind of preserving
that. Yeah. I wonder what would happen if it was Meghan, though.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they'd offer her the same courtesy.
No, they hate her.
I mean, it is just, like, fucking vitriol.
What do we do about that, then?
Well, I don't know. It's like, you know, you can disagree with the institution of the royal family whilst also being like, do not fucking treat someone like that. But again, it's the horrible thing where racism and the way people treat famous people like personal property, like intertwining in a horrible way to create how people talk about Meghan, which is so unfair.
Are we allowed to talk about the thing that they might have an injunction on, or are we going to get sued?
I think do your own Googling on that.
It's another way in which I feel quite sorry for Kate. But she's probably fine, yeah. Isn't she?
She's all right. She's probably...
There were rumours that Will...
Do your own Googling. We don't want to get... Listen, I'll call people a nonce all day long, but we can't break injunctions, really.
But also,
I mean, we're not journalists, but
it shouldn't matter. Like, people do things, and you know, marital things happen.
Yeah, things happen. It doesn't. Yeah.
And the fact that we all go absolutely insane over it is just so boring.
Yeah, because it's personal, isn't it? Like, cheating is bad, but it's not the worst thing.
It's quite common
that can happen in a relationship. It is bad.
It's bad, yeah. Well, yeah.
But there's different kinds of cheating, isn't there? I mean, we're just talking about it now. This is completely unrelated, by the way.
Cheating.
I once had a boyfriend called Will who cheated on me.
With your best friend?
Yeah. Like, it's not the worst thing.
But the reason we don't like it is because we don't really know who they are. We just really, really don't know any of them. Yeah. And
well, you can't know someone who's famous, really, beyond what they present.
But with Prince William, but I think particularly...
Except Keanu Reeves. I know Keanu Reeves is a good man.
With the royal family particularly, they are so shrouded in mystery. Mm. Like, there's so little that we know about them. And I think it's quite rare to kind of get insights into their personal lives. So then for this rumour about Prince William to happen, the reason it's so scandalous is it completely contradicts everything we feel we know about him, which is this wholesome, father-loving, blah, blah. But the only reason I think we really view him like that is because we always viewed Prince Harry as being the rogue guy who goes to Vegas and takes his clothes off and...
dresses up like a Nazi, let's not forget that.
Oh, it's all just for a bit of a laugh, though, isn't it? I'm kind of joking.
Hello and welcome to the Musical Podcast. I'm Kiri.
And I'm Jade.
And I'm Dave.
Dave's on keys. But we don't play that too much because otherwise we'll have to pay some people rights money.
Yeah. We do a live show where comedians come and sing their favourite musical theatre songs in front of a live audience. This podcast...
is us bringing that person inside of a building.
Welcome to Just a Minute with Jade Adams.
I panicked.
Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I really like that she raised loads of awareness around this condition called hypermesis gravidarum, which is very severe pregnancy sickness.
Okay.
Which loads of women really suffer with and is really dismissed and has very little research and treatment into it because it's associated with morning sickness and people think morning sickness is something that you can just kind of get over, so then people don't necessarily understand quite
when it's chronic,
severely ill it can make you. And she's been ill with all of her children with this and hospitalised with it several times.
Wow.
And I think it's been, I know people who've struggled with it and it's been great for them to have it talked about in the tabloids and have it in the public realm.
Mm.
So that's a good thing.
Because that is the thing about famous people is whatever they go through then becomes interesting to us and is then talked about.
Yeah.
Which can be a really good thing, i.e. in the case of Princess Diana. But it can also be like, oh, can we not just talk about these things because we want to improve life for people?
Yeah.
Does it always have to be related to... But I mean, that's human nature, isn't it? Looking to people we look up to, that kind of thing.
Emilia Clarke came to see my play.
Did you meet her?
No.
She just came and tweeted about it.
She just came and she did a post on Instagram and I did not realise she has 24 million followers. 24 million. I can't comprehend that amount of people. And it's been great. Like, her doing one tweet, one Instagram post, has just like, we've got 300 more followers on Instagram. And
oh,
like,
great.
People have, it's just, it, the impact that just one person
can have
is amazing. But it slightly makes me cross them with people like Kate Middleton, that you just wish that they could do more.
Yeah.
You're like, look at the power that you have and what you could be doing. But maybe that's unfair, because maybe I'm putting too much expectation on one person and she just wants to live her life.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? Do you watch the Queen's speech at Christmas?
No.
Do you not?
No. Of course not.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
I love it. I love seeing what she's got to say.
What, you mean what someone else has written for her?
I believe that she
writes it all herself.
Did you see that book that her Brazier wrote called Storm in a D-Cup?
No.
About the Queen, about being the Queen's Brazier. Brazier maker.
Person who fits a bras.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Surely that's like, did they not get sued?
Yeah, I think everyone kicked off loads.
Yeah.
Because again, we hate it. We hate, like, the British public are really good at jumping to the defence of the royals when it's anything like that.
Yeah.
When it's the Queen's bra or when it's Kate Middleton's boobies.
Chebs.
But then when it's like, when it's Meghan, everyone's all in, aren't they? I'm excited. Oh no, I can't say that.
What?
I was going to say I'm excited for the day off when the Queen dies. That's bad, isn't it? Cut that out.
Oh my God.
Because what I was just thinking,
you're
like,
fucking great.
I was thinking about the positives of the royal family.
Yeah, we'll get a day off. Will we?
Well, we won't because we're freelance.
We won't because, like,
everyone else
will. I was once on a television set where someone died of a hemorrhage the night before and they didn't cancel filming. Yeah. Everyone just had to carry on.
That's tough. Yeah. What was her role?
She was the production coordinator, I think.
Oh, that's awful. Do you know what's awful? It just makes you think about your own mortality, because you think ultimately everything will just carry on.
Yeah.
No one will stop.
They won't even stop filming for one day.
Yeah. Because
they're too obsessed with money.
No, I always think if I died, I always say this. Like, if I'm in the middle of a project, I'm like, please carry on.
Yeah, but not the same day you fucking died.
Yeah.
Have a break first.
Nah, crack on, guys. Know that I had a lovely life. I really did, and I'm all right. I don't know, do I?
Well, this is it. I was thinking about this on the tube on the way over. I was like, what would happen now if the carriage blew up?
Nothing, really.
Nothing. Like, I've had a good life.
I think the thing is, people would be really sad.
Yeah, people would be sad if we died.
I'd be pretty gutted because I came all the way into Oxford Street for nothing.
You'd still carry on and do the podcast,
oh,
though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Get a replacement you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel bad because I do know a few people who listen to this podcast because they've got really severe anxiety and they find that it calms them down. And then I always feel guilty if we ever talk about anything existential because I'm like...
No, but I think it's comforting to hear two far-left millennial idiots try and talk about something existential.
Just know,
because ultimately we always get derailed by our own self-obsessions and then it's fine again.
Oh, God. I find it a bit offensive when people listen to it to fall asleep.
Do you?
If you listen to this to fall asleep, wake up!
No, I completely disagree. I completely disagree with you. Completely disagree.
Wake up.
Stop it.
You're just saying that because you listen to it to fall asleep.
I don't, but I one of my favourite podcasts, I listen to fall asleep because I feel safe.
Oh.
Listening to it feels
safe. No, wake up.
We want to make people feel safe. This
no, you're
is a
right,
safe
actually.
Space.
That's true.
For you to fall asleep right now. You are getting very sleepy. You are getting very sleepy.
Do you know what? Kate Middleton's a good one to fall asleep in because there's not really much to say.
I mean, I'm barely fucking staying awake right now.
It is bad that we still have a royal family. It's completely mental.
It's bonkers.
So we should dismantle the royal family.
But, like, they can still have houses. That's fine.
Can I tell you what... I heard the other day, and I don't know this well enough, so you're going to have to go and do your own Googling, but there's a bit of a rumour that Boris Johnson is going to, if there is a vote of no confidence, he's just going to ignore it and just carry on being Prime Minister. That's his kind of current plan. And someone was then saying what happens then is the Queen does have to then get involved and say, because this is...
Come on, this really isn't on. You've got to get the fuck out.
And obviously that's a huge thing because the Queen doesn't normally get involved. So it would be a really big moment if the Queen had to get involved. And people are saying that if the Queen got involved, he'd still just say, no, I'm staying. And
I mean, what's she going to do? Fight him in close combat?
Well, exactly. in theory, like, we're all just relying on
send William in a plane to airlift him out of there.
But isn't that terrifying? We might have just a dictatorship.
I mean, he's moving pretty swiftly towards, you know.
I would argue he is that anyway. Yeah. Well, we're doing him next, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
That's the Big Daddy.
Oh, God, don't call him that.
It's the Big Daddy.
I feel sick now.
If I was a Tory, I'd fancy Boris Johnson.
Oh, my God, what is wrong with you?
Wouldn't you?
No!
Yes, you would.
He's wearing a fucking wig.
Is it a wig?
Maybe it's not. But, I mean, whatever it is, it's against the laws of fashion.
So, that was Kate Middleton.
What a thrilling ride through the worst excesses of...
Do you remember when she had a portrait in the National Portrait Gallery and everyone kicked off at the artist because they thought that he'd made them look at her look ugly?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everyone, it got unveiled and everyone like was like, oh, kind of awkward.
People were sick and took ill. And
yeah. I love, there used to be a portrait in the Portrait Gallery that was a sculpture of a head and it was made out of the artist's own frozen blood. My friend started dating someone who makes art out of his own blood. Can I show you?
That's goth as fuck.
Yeah, and there's just blood all over the walls. And he's made himself anemic because he just takes pints and pints of blood out of himself.
I mean, that is brave for a man to do that because a woman could just kind of do that once a month.
There was that woman who made an exhibition where she put a ball of wool up herself.
Oh, and Jesus Christ.
And during the month, she knitted out of her own foofy woofy. And she then created this huge knitted thing that she put all along the walls. And you saw it go from being like a bit gooey to being like, you know, like spotting and then dark blood and then back out the other side again.
No.
And she said some days it really hurt and some days it felt quite nice. And you could go into the space and like watch her doing a knitting.
No.
And that woman was me.
No, no. Sometimes you think, is feminism good? No, good luck to her. Good luck to her in a fanny wool. I really wish her the best.
All right, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
We love you so much.
Love you too. Bye.
You've been listening to Bitchin', a podcast by Tilly Steele and Helen Monks. Our music is by Dave Cribb, and our artwork was designed by Luke W. Robson.
Oh, you weren't saying you love me, you were saying you love me. It's just a reflex.
Oh, dear.
Do you love me?
Sometimes.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.